might be a little.
I'm going to need.
Calling us back in.
I hold the record.
We are on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2333 to authorize and appropriate $2,200,000 to the executive branch for site construction at the Wajaji National Cemetery and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2333 pass?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2357, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $235,000 to the executive branch for the purchase of an ambulance for the Shidler, Oklahoma Volunteer Ambulance Service and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2357 pass?
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes.
And Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2383, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $20,580,517 in tribal and non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2383 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2384, an act to authorize the IDC departments to expend monies appropriated through FY24 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Speaker. And typically, I wouldn't stand here and address IDC, their internal budgets, internal service funds, as I believe Treasury's calling them now. Also, they're called recoveries. But in committee and appropriations, we've discussed these thoroughly. We currently do not have an IDC cost agreement in place. We're operating, I think the last effective is FY 2020. The acting treasurer, Mr. McIntosh, is currently working on an agreement to get in place. So one of the things that we did that I think is very pertinent, a couple of things actually. We took some of our IDC programs were requesting tribal appropriation to supplement their programs. And mind you, these aren't programs that offer a direct service to our people, but yet offer an admin assistant to our programs. So the Appropriations Committee have taken those tribal supplements and pushed them back into the IDC pool. There was sent down to fund the cabinet secretaries, and we actually took that tribal request and changed it and pushed it back into the IDC pool. Because we do not have a current IDC cost agreement in place, there's not really any discretion set in stone as to what we will charge IDC upon. One of those is professional fees. And this Congress has taken action more than once, I think it was year before last, not to charge IDC to professional fees. And so you'll also see that represented in our big bill. And I think in the tribal big bill. So I just wanted to speak to the IDC and how it looks. The amount submitted in the individual budget should jive with the amount requested in the pool. It did not. We were able to get closer to that. And so I just wanted to let the Congress know. And again, this is an internal service fund, but I did want to provide a little bit of information regarding what we did with this particular bill in appropriations. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2384 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2385, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 24 in the amount of $58,077,313 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. So this is our big tribal bill when submitted from the executive branch. The requests that have exceeded the outlays described in the projected revenue, which was set at $60 million. And I just, again, want to thank the Appropriations Committee and the Committee of Jurisdiction for looking at this. We're now looking at $58 million in tribal dollars for the executive branch, you know, for our government and our annual budget. And so I just wanted to just thank everybody for all the hard work, including Treasury and the directors and everybody that presented to this body, and that were open to make cuts to get us back below the actual outlay. So I just wanted to say thank you. And it actually left us a balance in our unobligated funds, which I think is fiscally responsible of this body, that we do not, well, we can't go over projected revenue, but I just want to say thank you for everyone working together to get to where we need to be to operate our government successfully. But Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2385 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2386, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $6 million to the Capital Asset Fund for a new legislative branch building and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Congresswoman Stabler.
Just a quick comment that...
Congresswoman, you have to take the podium.
Oh, that's right. I just wanted to say that, this bill has come up a couple of times before and then we've withdrawn it because we had other needs that we had to address. And so this time, I'm happy to see it actually come through a vote, and hopefully we'll be on with construction pretty soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members? Hearing none, Congresswoman Rivard, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2386 pass?
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2388, an act to authorize and appropriate $50,000 to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation and the community and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker and colleagues. I just wanted to briefly go over this for those that weren't able to listen to the committee meeting. We had some good discussion. This is not a new request, but the request has increased this year. And to provide a little background for you, as far as some numbers, in the last 2 years, we have helped close out 19 cases, not we, but I'm reading from a page, I'm sorry, but the court-appointed special advocates helped close out 19 cases involving Osage Nation children. This included 9 reunifications with family, 8 adoptions, and 2 aged out of the system. The additional money will go to help the staff get equal training, direct assistance for some of the families, and also a little bit to overhead. So overall, knowing that we have a priority of keeping our children safe and protected, I ask that you vote yes for this appropriation for abused and neglected children in our jurisdiction. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2388 pass?
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keane?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2390, an act to amend 26 ONC 13-103 of the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund to put a portion of the annual unobligated funds in the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Maker. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll split my time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Congress, everyone listening in. What this does, this will ensure that every year something will go into our permanent fund. We've needed something like this for quite a while. This has been discussed many times. And as we all know, we went through a hard time with the COVID, and we had to go into our permanent fund. So we never know what the future is going to hold. So we need to get this fund built up every year. I think there's been a lot of attempts to do this, and this will ensure that something every year will go into this fund. So I encourage everybody, please support this. Thank you.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. Thank you, Speaker. So although I understand the intent of this bill, and I do agree with it, you'll see in the past, since I've been on Congress, I'm probably one of the Congress members that do file a bill to put money in the retained or in the permanent fund. And I try to be consistent with that. So I do agree with that, but I don't really agree with the percentage at this time, and we discussed it a little bit in committee, but the reasoning wasn't really there. I do like the fiscal analysis that was provided, you know, showing the different percentages of unobligated funds, and I would prefer that we would, you know, maybe go slower into that, maybe at 5, 10, 15, 20, and cap it at 25, and that would be one reason. And secondly, again, I don't want to handcuff our funds to that point where we never know what's going to happen because of some of the experiences that we've had. And so I'll be voting no on this bill, but only because of the percentage described in the bill, not because of the intent. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member wish to speak for or against? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, and you know, Congressman Maker, I'm going to be a no vote today, and the only reason I'm going to be a no vote today is because I support the premise and the idea behind this 100%. What has given me pause is that there's so many projects out there currently that we definitely know that are not yet fully funded, and then also, you know, what operations are going to look like as far as that goes once we get them up and running. And I just wouldn't want to back ourselves into a corner with a piece of legislation that becomes law that would require us to put a certain percentage amount in to our permanent fund in the event that we would have to come back and amend this later to a lesser amount of percentage or completely do away with this particular bill. I'm not saying that somewhere in the future that we couldn't get to this point. I definitely know that the people that here that I serve with, several of us, you know, are interested in, you know, where are we going to be in the next 2, 3, 4 years, And then also, you know, how can we consistently save? One thing that we do is we do get to keep, we leave the interest income in there, which is one way that it does help to build the fund at this point in time. However, I'm not 100% against your bill, sir. It's just the simple fact that I would like to pump the brakes a little bit, and it gives me pause to know that we have a lot more in front of us still to get completed. I mean, we just, you know, we're going to have a new legislative building also built, you know, and we think that we funded it where we need to fund it at, but contingency always can be in there that goes over and above what people think that's going to happen in a contract. So I appreciate the bill. I appreciate the idea behind it. I just can't get behind, you know, putting ourselves in a corner to say we have to put this much in there. I do like the idea of putting lump sums in there also, as Congresswoman Rebard mentioned earlier. And so today I'm a no vote, but that doesn't mean that we couldn't continue to look at where we are and what would be a good percentage rate for us to all be comfortable with. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member? Congressman Maker, would you like to close?
Yes. I appreciate everybody's opinions of this bill, but I would like to remind everybody when this bill was in committee, I suggested if someone wasn't on the same page with the 25%, we could have changed it right then in committee. I distinctly remember saying, if you think this is too much to start out with, let's amend it down right now to whatever you think it could be, 5%, 10, 15, whatever. Nobody in the committee suggested or even brought up that they thought it was going to put a hardship or put be a detriment to anything. I looked at it as a win-win. It's a win for the permanent fund and a win for the treasury. 75% is still going back into the treasury. That's quite a bit. And we never know what's going to be in that fund, what's returned, the unused money. So this would be like a good way to make sure that something goes in there every year, and it would change. It changes every year. We never know how much is going to be returned to the nation unused. So to me, this is like a win-win situation for everybody. As I said, this could have easily been amended in committee, and no one wanted to. And I think this is a good thing for the nation. And I don't think this in any way hurts any of our funds. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2390 pass?
Congresswoman Rivard?
No.
Second Speaker Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Keene?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon? Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
No.
Speaker Goodvox?
Yes. It fails. ONCA 2391, an act to authorize and appropriate a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $3,228,256 to the Capital Asset Fund for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and construction of a funeral service facility within the territorial boundaries of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. This sponsor is Congressman Maker. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none. Oh, Congresswoman Rebard.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. 2391 is very important to me, and I know to our people. This has been a discussion for some time. The original bill was filed well over a year ago, and for the first piece of this initiative for a funeral home, a facility for our people. We have, as we all know here, a chapel at each district. And I believe the executive branch at one time had reached out to the funeral homes in our areas asking to partner, asking to even purchase and things of that nature, and that fell short. They were not interested. We know that we have a burial assistance that had 5 and now 8,000 available to our people. And as we increase on our direct service side, then of course the funeral homes in our area increase as well. Now, can they explain that increase? No. They just do so because it's the amount available to our people. So I'm gonna vote yes. And I think that you'll find a lot of us are co-sponsors on this bill. And I'm really happy that this is coming to fruition. So thank you, Congressman Maker, for, you know, filing the bill and putting this into motion. It's needed to be addressed, and I feel like you're gonna have full support on this initiative. And I want you to know that you also have so much support from our Osage people. This is probably one of the biggest topics that is talked about as we go through and take care of our people. And the funding for me was an issue. I wish we could have funded this with tribal dollars so that it could even be open to other folks, other non-Osages, in the form of a profit as a business. I also know other families that are not Osage that would like to utilize our facility because of the care and compassion that we provide to our people. So thank you.
Any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rebard, for those remarks. We all know the reason why we finally had to move on this bill, because of our people were being disrespected. We were outraged at what was going on with some of our funeral services. And this is something that our public, all of our Osage people really needed, especially those that live here on the reservation. I know some of our people who live outside the reservation may not get to use this service, but maybe they'll come home. I don't know. But like I said before, and everybody knows, it's not a secret, that we felt like our people were being disrespected with our tribal traditions and the way we were putting our people together in our services. So, I just urge everybody, please, to support this. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2391 pass?
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton? Sorry, Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 23-100, an act to provide an appropriation to the Gray Horse, Hominy, and Pawhuska Village Committee funds in the amount of $664,700 for fiscal year 24 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against?
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you. This is one of the additions that we added to our projected revenue when I came on Congress, because they were recognized in our Constitution along with the minerals. And I had asked that we include them to ensure that they're funded. And I appreciate Congresswoman Stabler reaching out and working with the villages on their needs. As we all know that Pawhuska will not be funded any longer due to our success in gaming and opening up the Pawhuska Casino in a different location outside of our, you know, Indian camp, and I'm glad. That's also a long time coming, that we've actually are gonna move out of a double wide trailer. And so I'm really excited about that. However, it will affect the lease agreement that's in place with the Pawhuska Indian Village. And so you're gonna see that they've requested a little bit more this year, and I also foresee that coming in the future. And I am one congressperson that would believe that we should fund those villages, and the other villages need to ask for money, then I hope that they understand they can come to this body and request that. So, thank you.
Any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, Congresswoman, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. I'm going to say it one more time. The last three remaining villages of the Osage Nation is what we have here. And I started to say, well, we've now completed our construction at the villages, and we have, for the most part, the most important parts that have to do with our Ilonshkas in the summertime. And what a great accomplishment that has been. All new facilities, everybody's still learning how to work. All the new equipment that's gone in, all of the space we have. I believe we're getting ready to have our first dance at Pawhuska coming up in November, and I'm excited to see that work and not have to be dodging refrigerators and freezers and benches and chairs and all the other things. They now have a home in a closet. And so there's good things. These are the best things. At first, I always thought we should have done this 16 years ago. Should have been top of our list, first thing on the agenda. But in a way, it's worked out better. We're further down the road. We're a little more experienced and knowledgeable about how things go. And so I think each village got a lot of what they wanted. Not saying that it's done, because we've already had to go through some remodels. Some exceptions that they have figured out once they got built, but it's all good stuff. It's all important stuff. And we also, you know, it's been projected out that maybe we've now taken care of keeping roofs over our heads out there for 75 years. So beyond our children and our children's children. I could go on talking about this all day long. You all know that, but anyway, it's a good thing. It's good stuff. I think all the villages are coming around to what their specific needs are. It is going to be a little more probably each year as they get through it. And how proud I am when I drive by the villages and when I see the new buildings and I see that they're trying to keep up with the the fields and the, now we're starting to be able to get rid of some of the dilapidated buildings through the villages and stuff. There's no reason for us to live in such poverty as we have these last decades. So those of us who remember the old wooden arbors, how far we've come now. So thank you, and I hope everybody can support this today.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 23-100 pass?
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 23-102 is an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 24 in the amount of $891,790 of tribal funds and $129,134 of non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll wait my time, Speaker.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 23-102 pass?
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 23-104 is an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $533,410 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none. The question is, shall ONCA 23-104 pass?
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 23-106, an act to provide an appropriation to Tribal Works for fiscal year 24 in the amount of $887,072. And to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Speaker, and thank you to my colleagues for bearing with me. This is another internal service program, Tribal Works, and originally, you know, this used to be an old 078 program, we used to call it, that I think Cecilia would remember that. And we took the money that we made down at the industrial park off of the water tower and put it into this 078 fund. And but we now call it Tribal Works, and this department is deemed with taking care of a lot of our property improvements. I guess the goal or the concept is we charge everyone space cost, right, which is rent. I don't agree with the fact that we don't consider all of our buildings commercial properties. I feel like not because of the director and their staff, but more so that we still, as a government, cannot address our space cost and the rent that is charged to our programs at this time for years. I don't know when the last time that the space cost has been addressed. I do believe Treasurer McIntosh is working on this, but it is something that I find very important year after year. And also, the amount of space costs that we're charged goes into this fund to help us maintain our properties, as well as the property improvement fund and the program income account that was set up. And so you'll hear me, along with the other colleagues, I know Congressman Potts has brought this up before with other bills to address it, but it's a bigger issue. And I would look forward to working with my colleagues during the interim to address this and to work with the Treasury and maybe start putting some stronger language in place about our space cost and our buildings. I think we spoke, Congressman Keene, about our fee simple properties versus our properties that are held, you know, in restriction or on trust. And so I'm hoping that this issue come to light and we can make a successful, I don't know what you would call that, I guess managing our properties, managing our assets as such, and taking this seriously. I think, you know, we have to consider our taxes and our insurance. But again, I'm just urging that, I'm sure this will get voted through, but I'm just urging that the discussion does not go away. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 23-106 pass?
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 23-108, an act to provide an appropriation to CCLPCA in the amount of $33,260,426 in tribal and non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Just a reminder that this bill is, are the programs and some of the grants that now fall under the authority of the health system. There are about a dozen of them in here. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 23-108 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. Those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Stabler.
Health and Social Services will begin, let's say, at 11:35 to noon. Okay.
Congresswoman, we have one more thing after before you. Can you make it 11:45?
Okay.
You might have to run a little late. That's okay. We okay. still have one more vote to do.
Okay.
And it's a roll call.
Okay.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler also. I move to confirm Robert Warrior to the editorial board as an alternate.
Second.
Motion and a second to confirm Robert Warrior to the editorial board as an alternate. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Robert Warrior has been confirmed. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move to confirm Denny McAuliffe to the editorial board as an alternate.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Mr. McAuliffe has been confirmed. Thank you. We are now at adjournment.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes. We are adjourned till 10 a.m. tomorrow. Thank you. You'll just have to go a little later.
Okay.